First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Santa, your host. Today we're continuing with part 6 of our 10-part leadership series. Today, we're talking about conquering complex problems. As a leader, it is par for the course to be presented with challenges that test your grit, intelligence, and purpose. If you pause and reflect, it becomes very clear that this is part of the leader's journey, or the hero's journey, if you prefer, because leaders are heroes. You can save the day, the company, the brand, and help employees, customers, and clients along the way. That absolutely makes you a hero. Conquering complex problems requires a higher level of thinking and engagement from us. The same old methodology and our tried and true go-to strategies don't seem to work when there are layers of things to consider. In our podcast episode 121, Tough Decisions, we talked about gathering all the intel that you can and soliciting feedback from others, which also ties into concrete complex problems. But it's just the starting point when a problem is complex. How do you know if you have a complex problem? The key components of a complex problem are as follows. Number one, there are multiple interconnected factors. Multiple interconnected factors make a problem complex because each factor has the potential to influence and interact with the others in unpredictable ways. This can create a web of dependencies and feedback loops that make it difficult to isolate and address individual components of the problem. Additionally, the relationships between these factors may be dynamic and constantly changing, further complicating efforts to understand and solve the problem. In order to effectively address complex problems, it is necessary to consider the interplay between all relevant factors and their potential impacts on each other. Number two, there are various stakeholders and people involved. When there are various people involved, it may feel like you are being pulled in different directions. Sometimes the initial impression is that it will be impossible to please or even appease everyone involved. It can lead to conflicting goals, competing agendas, and challenges in finding common ground or reaching consensus. That is definitely a hallmark of a complex problem. Additionally, the more people involved in a problem, the more communication and coordination is required, which can further complicate the decision-making process. Different stakeholders may also bring different levels of expertise, resources, and power to the table, adding layers of complexity to finding solutions that are acceptable to all parties involved. Ultimately, though, navigating these complexities requires effective communication, collaboration, and negotiation skills to successfully address the diverse needs and concerns of all stakeholders. Number three, differing perspectives and interests. Different perspectives and interests can make a problem complex because they often lead to conflicting priorities, conflicting goals, conflicting values. When individuals or groups have different viewpoints on how a problem should be addressed or what the desired outcome should be, it can be challenging to find common ground and reach a consensus. Additionally, varying interests may result in competition for resources or even power, further complicating the problem-solving process. Ultimately, navigating these differences requires effective communication and compromise in order to find solutions that are acceptable to all parties involved. Number four, another way you can know that you are facing a very complex problem: uncertainty and ambiguity surrounding the issue. Uncertainty and ambiguity make a problem complex because they introduce multiple potential outcomes or solutions, making it difficult to determine the best course of action. Without clear information or a definitive answer, decision-making becomes more challenging and requires careful consideration of various factors. Additionally, uncertainty can lead to anxiety and hesitation, further complicating the problem-solving process. Overall, uncertainty and ambiguity adds layers of complexity to any problem by creating a lack of clarity and increasing the likelihood of unforeseen challenges. The fifth way you can know that you're facing a complex problem or a set of complex problems is potential unintended consequences of proposed solutions. The potential unintended consequences of proposed solutions can make a problem complex because they introduce, again, uncertainty and unpredictability into the equation. When considering different solutions to a problem, it's important to think about not only the immediate effects, but also the long-term implications and potential side effects that could arise. Failure to anticipate these unintended consequences can lead to further complications and challenges down the line, ultimately making the problem more difficult to solve. Lastly, when we're looking at something that's time sensitive, time constraints make a problem complex because they add pressure and urgency to finding a solution. When there is limited time available, it can be difficult to thoroughly analyze the problem and to consider all possible options and make well-informed decisions. This can lead to rushed or incomplete solutions that may not fully address the underlying issues, kind of just good enough. Additionally, time constraints can also limit the ability to gather necessary information, consult with others, or even implement changes gradually, further complicating the problem-solving process. Overall, time constraints can increase the complexity of a problem by limiting resources and creating a sense of urgency that may hinder effective decision-making. But here are five ways to effectively solve complex problems. Effective problem solving in complex situations really requires a holistic understanding of the issue, collaboration, creativity, and generating innovative solutions and adaptability to navigate unexpected challenges. Let's look at those steps and others more closely. Number one, apply systems thinking to complex problems. Approaching complex problems holistically means considering all aspects of the issue at hand, including its interconnectedness with other factors and systems. It involves looking beyond just the surface level symptoms and delving deeper into the root causes and underlying dynamics. This approach requires a comprehensive understanding of the problem from multiple perspectives, taking into account social, economic, environmental, and cultural factors, if applicable. Number two, challenge your perception. One way to challenge our perspective when trying to solve a complex problem is to actively seek out different viewpoints and opinions. This can involve engaging with individuals who have different experiences and expertise in order to gain new insights and ideas. Number three, approach the problem from different angles. Consider alternative solutions that may not have been initially apparent. Always test hypotheses. Develop hypotheses or theories based on your research and analysis. Test these hypotheses through experimentation or pilot projects to validate their effectiveness. Continuously iterate on your ideas, incorporating feedback and new information. Number four, apply emotional intelligence. Consider the emotions of others in complex problems. There are often multiple stakeholders involved, each with their own set of emotions. Consider how others may be feeling and how their emotions may impact the situation. Put yourself in the shoes of others involved in the problem and try to understand their perspective. Showing empathy can help in building trust and fostering better communication in this process. When faced with a complex problem, rely on your emotional intelligence as well to make informed decisions. Consider how different solutions may impact. Number five, cautiously optimistic. Solving complex problems can require a substantial time and resource investment. It can be draining and demotivating when multiple solutions turn out to be a dead end or not quite as effective as initially hoped. Choosing optimism in the beginning of the process will help you sustain hope through the trials and misfires. It's also important to pair optimism with caution, as disappointments are less daunting when we approach solutions to complex problems with a healthy dose of skepticism. Number 6, embrace it. Look at complex problems like a puzzle, a Rubik's Cube, or chess game. It's you against the game. Who are you betting on? You should bet on yourself, and you can do this by always focusing on strategy and execution. Be there for the challenge to hone your skills and the opportunities to flex your problem-solving muscle. A smooth sea never made a good sailor. The same goes for leadership. Great historic leaders are made during tough times. Their tenacity and resilience is tested when times are tough, uncertain, and people are vulnerable. Complex problems can make or break your leadership. Taking these steps, though, will bring you closer to solving complex problems effectively and with far less casualties. A couple of podcast episodes that can further help with this topic. Podcast episode number 1, Hanging with Einstein, Crushing Challenges. Podcast episode number 10, Determination. Podcast episode number 19, Risky Business, Taking Calculated Risks. Podcast episode number 37, Moving Through Obstacles. Podcast episode 41 and 42, Creative Problem Solving. And podcast episode 112, Navigating Uncertainty. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review. Follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 125 and counting on my blog, DoThisFirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note. And you'll also receive updates on my coaching circle once that opens up again, books, merch, and my public speaking engagement. Tomorrow, we'll continue with our leadership series. Till then. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see power in you. Past weld you down. Look around, they can't be found. I see a chance. I see a champion in you.